That's what my unpredictable hair sounded like before Frizz-Ease. Sound familiar? We'll stop the crunchiness and celebrate your curls with Frizz-Ease Air Dry Waves. It gives you defined, touchable waves with soft, feather-light movement. No heat required and no frizz. And that's the sound you'll hear and feel with your defined, touchable waves from Frizz-Ease. Frizz-Ease Air Dry Waves, only from John Frieda.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's a whole lot of chicks in the living room getting it on. They ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. I've been trying to tell them leave me alone. They been twerking, it ain't working. I've been curving cause I'm focused on you. I'm trying to get you back to the telly. Trying to be a man if you let me. Baby girl, you so thick and you look so sweet. I just want to taste your peanut butter jelly while I'm feeling on your body, yaddy, yaddy. Oh, your body, yaddy, yaddy. While I'm feeling on your body, yaddy, yaddy. Cause I'm feeling on your body, yaddy, yaddy. Oh, your body, yaddy, yaddy. Cause I'm feeling on your body, yaddy, yaddy. Oh, Uchi Wally, Wally, Wally.
Uchi Wally, let me go on and get it started. Looking like a molly dressed think of Bali. Everything I do, it got gold on it. I just ate a $300 hamburger changeover. Tell the lane that the game over. At the shoe rain, fake rain, cost a Range Rover. Do my thing for the booty chain and the shoe. Imagine Superman grabbing Lois Lane on the booty. Told you from the jump, don't jump to conclusions. If you want a tan, put some sand on your booty. Used to have a tad of a man on the booty till I covered it up with my hand
Let
on the booty.
Let me pull up on your body, yaddy, yaddy. Oh, your body, yaddy, yaddy. Oh, yeah. Let me pull up on your body, yaddy, yaddy.
Here we go.
Take a phone and the ID. 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 Can't post me on IG. Know them thoughts, they be creeping. Try to catch yourself while I'm sleeping. Go too far, you need a passport. See them shots coming, got a glass court. Thoughts, try to camcord. That's a long shot, I'm shooting from half court.
Soon as some bottles start coming out, she come running to my couch. She'll leave your ass, never trust a big butt and smile. You can't trust us. Soon as the liquor start running out, she'll be creeping to another couch. She'll leave your ass, never trust a big butt and smile. I thought it's a girl that looks for bottles. As soon as she come in the club, you can find her by table, flirting with the ballers, trying to go for a cup. Crazy boy, shorty bad as fuck, doing squats all day, working on the butt. She know that'll make a nigga go nuts, but that's what she want. She ain't tryna pay for anything, if anything, she tryna get a wedding ring. But me and my niggas think no cuffing, no nothing. And her favorite thing to hear do say, you might get a pair of nice shoes and a bag. Money ain't nothing, baby, I'll spend it fast on you. Baby, I'll spend it fast on you. When I found out that you can't trust her, soon as some bottles start coming out, she come running to my couch. She'll leave your ass, never trust a big button in my heart. You can't trust her. Soon as the liquor start running out, she'll be creeping to another couch. She'll leave your ass, never trust a big button in my heart. Take it to the hotel.
Yeah, I said, why you over there looking? Got a staring problem and you fucking. And then you see my girl stop fronting. I could tell you up to a little something. Hold up, I'ma play it cool, baby, roll on. Why you make your way and get over? Hell, my girl ain't down and it's over. Just tell her that she look good when I'm over. In the first place, pull one up, baby, don't be too thirsty. Groupie love ain't never gonna work. See, hoes ain't loyal and never keep it low key. That ain't alright. I'ma take a shot, couple shots through the night. Tell a joke, keep it fun, make her feel it's alright. Give you the game hotel, and bet a hundred that I take them to the hotel. Yeah, why you over there looking at me?
While I'm with my girlfriend.
Why you over there looking at me?
Come close to me. She ain't going home where she supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. Oh, all my niggas close to me. And all them other niggas where they supposed to be. Oh, the hoes go for me. Now your chicks in the pit like post to me. Oh, that's how I'm supposed to be. Yeah, that's how I'm supposed to be. Yeah, that's how I'm supposed to be. Everything look like I'm supposed to be. Pull up to the club and they go up. Make your girl fall in love when I show up. It's not my fault, she wanna know me. She told me you was just a homie. She came down like she knew me. Gave it up like a groupie. And that's facts, no printer. Cold need to turn the summer to the winter. She gave me in her phone as bestie. But I had her screaming, oh. Yo, girl wasn't supposed to text me. You wanna know how I know what I know? Your chick come close to me. She ain't going home when she supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. Oh, all my niggas close to me. And all them other niggas where they supposed to be. Oh, the hoes go for me. Now your chicks in the pit like post for me. That's how I'm supposed to be. That's how I'm supposed to be. That's how I'm supposed to be. Everything good like it's supposed to be.
Got your girl in my section, finna go up. A nigga smoking loud, I'm about to roll up. She ain't never got high like this with a guy like this. When she pop it, tell her, hold up.
Better believe she gon' leave with a real nigga. I dig her down, can't put it down like I do.
Like
I get the boss and no discussion, gotta deal with it. See my swing, where about you?
My she rolled.
Yeah, yeah.
When I hit it, I'ma kill it, I'ma get it like
that. Yeah, she rolled.
You wanna know how I know what I know?
If y'all do come close to me, he gon' wanna ride off and it go to me.
I'll make him do it.
I might let your boy show for me, but he gotta eat the booty like groceries. But he gotta get rid of these hoes for me. I might have a nigga selling his soul for me. Ooh, that's how it's supposed to be. If he wants me to, he's supposed to freak. Ooh, that's how it's supposed to be. Ooh, that's how it's supposed to be. Ooh.
supposed to be.
I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. Good
evening and welcome to
What the Hell She Said Tuesdays.
It's your girl, Sierra, better known as Miss Event Planner, and I have my sugar mom.
It's your girl, Megan. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Brown Baby Coco. That's BrownBabyCoco. Follow my girl, Cece, at MISSEP underscore Sierra. Also, our business page, See Me in Dreams Enterprises, CIME, In Your Dreams, ENCPR.
All right. So welcome back to our show. We was not here last week. We let you all re-listen to our previous show, which is with one of our favorite guests now, D-Boy.
Yes.
He was really interesting. I really respect him. And, you know, don't forget, 10 Toes Down will come out on March the 9th. But in the meantime, tonight we have another big artist by the name of Juice Boy Casey. He's going to be on our line tonight in about 30 minutes talking about his song No Clutching, with the Orlando video shoot, and also
the shoot not this week.
I think it's this Friday.
Okay.
It's sometime this week. And then the actual show will be Saturday at Lux, which is a minor setback for a major comeback, is the theme of the party, because KT is going to have to turn himself in a few weeks. But we're going to let him discuss that. But in the meantime, let's get into What the Hell Was Said.
What the Hell Was Just Said, which ran across my timeline, is congratulations are in order for Chris Brown. We're going to break it to you. Chris Brown has a 9-month-old daughter, allegedly. And apparently they said that, according to the blog, he knows that he's known that he's a father for a while. Him and the mother, who's a 31-year-old, have a good relationship, but they are not romantically involved. They showed a little picture of a little baby. She's a little cute little yellow baby.
I don't believe it yet. I think he would have been proud. I mean, I guess because he got to protect Karrueche. Because
she's been through everything.
I got to really get it.
Either they're going through, they're in relationship counseling right now,
mm-hmm.
which should really help the situation. But I'm sure they had discussed this in a couple of sessions because I'm sure, you know, he had to do that while they were together, I'm assuming.
Well, at the end of the day, Karrueche about to get a ring in a few weeks. That was about to happen because this is usually what happens.
My
favorite daddy would say,
uh-huh.
you are married by pregnancy. Because even you don't got pregnant, so now the nigga feel he got to marry you, one. Or two, you feel that that's your husband, or you wifey because there's a baby involved. Or three, he don't want to have a baby on your ass, so now he got to prove that you wifey and you're not going to well, and he don't want her. So now he got to prove to you that he got to be with you, so now he's about to get married to you.
So that's the wife by marriage.
Wife by marriage.
Okay.
Wife by pregnant.
Okay.
That's what it's called.
Rest in peace, young blood. Lord.
Yes. That's what my baby said, you know. So, speaking of pregnancy, which is another.
Oh, yeah.
Married by pregnancy, but they got married and the baby was announced.
Yeah.
Ludacris.
Congratulations.
And Odyssey. Girl, I don't know how you say
baby,
that.
I don't know what we're going to call Esperada.
Who?
Baby got a fucked up name. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I
Ludacris,
Odyssey.
Ludacris and Experian are having a baby. And I don't know her name. And congratulations. And according to, you know.
That happened after his other baby from the side piece.
Yeah, according to a report, his first baby mama, Tamira, she had a more easier name. She's actually fighting for custody of her daughter back. Baby went and got a full-time job.
Mm-mm-mm.
It took for somebody to take your child. That's what's wrong with you women trying to, what was that? Use a baby as a check, you can no longer do that.
Fact chasers.
These judges are not playing with other women anymore.
Mm-mm.
They're not playing the radio because they are hip to the game. You cannot have a baby for a check. It don't always work like that.
This is not the 1990s when the money was good money. Clinton was in office then. You know, everybody was eating at good times.
Everybody holding on to them coins.
Everybody. The government understand. The judge understand. They're not playing with y'all, chick. You better sack chase correctly, okay?
Here, speaking of chasing, Suge Knight, when he chased some people over with his car, showed up in court yesterday looking like The Walking Dead. girl, I don't know, he going blind.
Oh,
no, nigga, you going to jail. That's where you going. You mean tell me, out of all, I believe that all of this is karma coming back on Suge Knight. First, you tricked Michelle Lay into thinking y'all was married for real.
They wasn't married for real?
No, they was not.
He did break her nose, too.
No, but she said that they had a preacher, like, sign the certificate, and she thought that they was married. The FBI was the one who told her, no, y'all not married for real.
Oh, hell no.
Yes. So, you have killed Tupac, because I believe you did shit. And you done run people over with your car, done bamboozled all of these people out of their money. Now you want to sit your big ass in a jail cell and have panic attacks. Boy, boo.
What's on the death row?
You need to have several seats. Go
right
fine. Boy, please. Moving
Speaking
on.
Of having several seats, Keisha Cole and Booby.
All of them need to have a seat.
Everybody.
Tyrion, what else? Took
Next
the
baby, they follow me on Instagram. Whatever his name is.
Girl. Keisha Cole, I'm acting like she back on drugs. I was just in there watching the show.
That's pretty fun.
Keisha Cole is a B-I-T-C-H.
You see her and Booby going back and forth. Booby gave her the business. He told me you could drive me through the mud, but keep my child out this shit. I know that's right.
Keisha Cole treats her sister like a stranger. She can be a real B-I-T-C-H. I was just like, ooh, damn, Keisha, your attitude is horrible. But I really feel that all of this going on, her premiere for her show tonight, she don't even deal with her family like that. She's just using them for ratings and using them to further her career because it's really going nowhere.
Well, it's not furthering nowhere. Right now, it's just to keep her relevant. I think she really needs to go back to love, heartbreak, and seeing what really had everyone. I mean,
but she's going
back
through it right now.
Well, she needs to cut the shit. Because obviously, you need to go back to whatever the hell you was doing 7, 8 years ago.
Maybe
back when Rain was open and Plush Days, and I'd be in the club with my baby, whoever I was talking about, my high school sweetheart, so let's take it back about 8 years.
Okay.
We've been up singing love to each other. Girl, ready to go. The lights on, it's time to go. And they playing Keisha Cole. They can play half the album in the club. Now,
yeah.
I like skip, net, skip. I don't know what's happening right now. I don't know.
That most like recent CD, I didn't like one.
I haven't liked the last two.
Mm-mm.
I haven't. So I really hope they get that together. Speaking of getting that together, Memphis, we talked about him last week, but we're not going to really elaborate on it. But I just want to pinpoint what he said about him never putting his hands on K. Michelle. He said, only ass he has slapped, our punt. Well, see, the only thing he has slapped the head of a woman was some ass.
Well, according to the court documents, he did not slap or punch her, but he did drag K. Michelle's black ass down the hall and choke her.
And that is the reason why Viacom has blocked your ass, because you are still suing them right now.
So technically, he didn't punch or slap her.
He just drugged
her. He drugged her ass.
Okay.
Still abuse. I don't care how you slice and dice it. Speaking of abuse, Ray Rice got a settlement from the NFL today for $1.8 million.
They gave him that?
Yes, ma'am.
For what? You beat your wife.
He filed a grievance saying that he was wrongfully terminated. He better make, all I know is you got that money, you better flip it.
Because you ain't coming back to the NFL no more. You ain't coming back no more, honey.
Oh, speaking of not coming back, girl, you know I don't like Iggy Azalea. But I was pleased. That was not the only one. Girl, yesterday on ESPN Sports Center, the show called What Did We Learn? The Sports Center news anchor Robert Flores made a comment about Nate Young, who was Iggy's boyfriend. He played for the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
And I quote, "We learned that according to the Lakers' Nick Young, a dolphin recently tried to kill him. Nick, while dolphins are trying to kill you, your girlfriend is trying to kill hip hop. So let's just call it even." Girl, I was like, no. Well, Nick Young threatened to beat the reporter ass, everything, girl. Anyway.
He can't afford that lawsuit because he's going to get fined tomorrow.
Oh, and the BTS tour in Atlanta.
I'm so mad. What is BTS?
Between the Sheets tour.
Oh.
It's with Chris Brown and Tyga.
Who was not there?
Girl,
everybody, mama,
special guest, yes,
my baby mama, Monica,
yes, Monica, YG, Jeezy, Future, Gotti, T.I., it was just off the chain.
It's not like birthday bash.
All I know is, if I was in that building, I would have been going bananas. I would have left with no voice and a headache.
Talk about it tomorrow. Talk about it tomorrow.
So, that's all I have for what the hell she said. What you got?
Well, I just have a few more. Seven Streeter, I want to salute her. She's one of my favorite artist right now, especially she's dating B.O.B., which I love him also. But 7th Streeter, she just got keys to the city. She's from Haines City, which is like 45 minutes, 30 minutes.
Haines City, Florida.
Right by Orlando, kind of, sort of. But they gave her keys to the city this week. And she's under 25, maybe, I'm not sure how old she is, but she's under 30. At the end of the day, she's Chris Brown artist, and she's a woman that's doing big. She was at the Karen Civil brunch a few weeks ago, walking down the red carpet with B.O.B., you know.
I didn't know she was Chris Brown's artist.
Yes, that's Chris Brown's main artist at the concert in Jacksonville. That was supposedly her first time being able to perform on a tour with him. So I'm not sure if she's the opening act for Between the Sheets, but she is Chris Brown's artist.
Okay. Oh, and I did have one little messy piece of what the hell said. Bobby Brown's sister.
Mm-hmm.
Are taking it upon themselves to start filming a reality TV show.
His lawyer already came and said to cancel all that. That is not true. It's not happening.
I am so upset. The sisters are so media hungry. The sisters, Leola and Tini. Now, mind you, Leola, I don't trust nobody named Leola, but Leola was the same one who sat with, was it Inside Edition, and said she smoked crack with Whitney.
Oh, hell no.
Tina was the one that was fighting down to the hospital last week while Bobby Christina was in. Girl, it's just a mess. So I'm so glad to hear that, because that was about to get hot.
It's supposed to be canceled, so we'll see how that goes.
Because that's foolery.
Well, I heard it's canceled. Speaking of foolery, I might want to talk about that. Is that all we got to talk about for what the hell she said Tuesday?
I mean, pretty much, and watch Empire tomorrow.
I can't wait. Saturday, I sat on my couch and watched it. Well, not Saturday. Sunday. One of these days this week, I sat and I rewatched all of them. And I never do that. So.
And you actually sat? Actually did that. So that's how you know it is.
Yes. I had my razor off, too. So let's get into these events and a couple of shout-outs. I don't really have that many shout-outs this week other than my team, Big Rickers and Cool Runnings crew. Thank you so much for the shares, the love, all of that. Last night, My City Mondays was pretty good. You know, it was a slow month. The month came up fast. February was a short month, so it made My City Monday come up very fast. But for it to come up so fast, we really had a good turnout. Shout-out to Big Head and, you know, everybody that came out there, even my DJ, DJ Rayo. Next week on the 12th, we have Single for the Night with Mello and DJ D Strong and also the Cocky Kind. They're doing a tribute to Disco JR because this will be the first Single for the Night that we would not have him in our presence. So with that being said, anyone that's interested, we got a couple of VIP tables, and, you know, you better get there because this is like one of the biggest parties that happens in Orlando that does not involve a artist. So, and if you don't feel like being in the crowd, we're going to be at Vice also next Thursday, and it's free for everybody.
So people want your ass to go there instead of
Single. Well, nobody going to probably, everybody going to be at Single for the Night, you know. I'm just saying, I'm going to be there. But, so that's next week. And then next week, of course, the Diamond Awards week begins. So, you know, y'all check it out because we got a lot of stuff coming up. They got an all-women's brunch. You got a artist showcase at Mascara's on Monday. On Wednesday, you have TJ Chapman. You have Fly, which is the manager for Trinidad James, Rich Homie Quan, all of them. He will be at Skyline with Bigga on Wednesday looking for talent. And then on Thursday, the girl Brittany Jones, I think the one, I'm not going to say what I think.
The one who got the dick sucking video?
She got the dick sucking video.
What are they doing with her?
She's hosting a party at Silver Fox.
Oh, really?
That's Silver Fox, though, so I mean, you know.
She be talking big for free, though. You better make God show up and get you a little video,
ma'am.
Man.
Anywho, she would be hosting a party at Silver Fox. I don't know too much about it. I said video, Jesus. She be hosting an event at Silver Fox.
She'll probably make a video, too.
That's at Silver Fox.
I'm sure there'll be one on Facebook.
Don't know too much
maybe
about
post
it.
Post porno videos on Facebook.
Well, she's going to be at 2 o'clock on Thursday.
She posted one, girl, everybody was talking about it.
I seen it. That's why I didn't know baby was from Jackson.
Girl, she was sucking nuts and all on the book.
She was teaching them. You bitches better learn. Anywho, and that was on Thursday. I mean, that's for Thursday night. And then Friday, we have Woo is releasing a new mixtape called I Don't Give a Fuck. So him and Tom G will be at Second Level, which is my favorite barbershop in Jacksonville, owner Mr. Ronnie. They'll be doing a meet and greet there. So anyone that's interested, y'all come check us out. We'll be out there cooling. And then that night, I got my party bus, and we taking it to Puff with Chaotic, Tom G, Whoop, and everybody.
Whoop and Tom G, that's my favorite Florida artist.
Yeah.
That's underground, you know.
So, you know, I'm excited. And they have been on our show, What the Hell She Said Tuesdays.
Yeah.
And we got Chaotic in a few weeks. So it's like, What the Hell She Said Tuesdays.
No clutching. No clutching around here.
Yes. So that is that Friday. Saturday got Bootsy, and Sunday is Young Dolph, Shaq Lee's in. Everybody in the building.
Well, the biggest announcement we have is our upcoming event. We aren't going to divulge too many details right now, but please keep your eyes and ears open for a See Me in Your Dreams event.
Yes, this is our first national event that we're putting together, that we're coordinating, and we're putting this shit, we're making it work.
Yes.
So, anywho, support. Thank you very much. All negativity, take it to the left.
If you got something to say, come see me.
Huh.
Okay.
Thank you. So, anywho, let's get back into this ride out by our favorite DJ True Story. In a few minutes, we're going to have KT calling in. He has an event tonight, so hopefully he do not forget us. But he should be calling in about 10:40 tonight at that little ride out. This ride out includes a few songs of his, No Clutching, I think the song Wave that he had with Whoop, and a couple other songs with Orlando, and I'm not sure what else. But, you know, True Story, he always hook it up.
Now, tonight we don't really have a topic. We just got a question. last night, I don't know if anyone's been watching Real Housewives of Atlanta lately. Not the messy part, but the Candy and Todd part. Now, Candy and Todd have been having some
love and hip hop.
I'm sorry. Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah, you just thinking negativity.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I was. I was buying that spirit. Anyway, so Atlanta Housewives, we have a lot going on. But Todd and Candy have been having some marital issues. They've had financial issues, and Candy has not been getting her sick like she wanted, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when they went to counseling, Todd said one of the reasons he wanted to get it, Candy got to stop coming to bed with that damn scarf on her head.
I got one scarf on my head right now.
I'm going to fall out my seat, because any man that knows they date a black woman, you know we're going to come with a bonnet, a scarf, a wrap, or something. We got to save these edges. But anyway, we're going to get into this ride out and come back and touch on this little topic right here. So let's get into this ride out by our favorite DJ.
True Story.
God damn. It'd have been waiting patiently, man.
DJ True Story.
That nigga Armstrong, he had the formula, but he turned in formula. Boot boy, he rap pretty good, but that shit ain't believable at all. D boy, he had neck, but his nigga wasn't loyal. You know what I'm saying? My nigga P.I. Bang, you know, I love my nigga to death. You know, he tried to do it himself. A couple of these fuck niggas out here tried him, and they say he ain't react, so, you know, now they say my nigga ain't built like that. You know, that what y'all want.
Huh?
I'ma keep it real. Y'all nigga rap beefing.
Huh?
But that shit ain't really real.
No.
If it's beef, nigga.
Huh?
Everybody'll be sleep. These rap nigga pussy, they line on the beat. I'm really that nigga, respect from the street. My word and my balls, my morals, my laws. I was raised by the G, so it's funny to me. You believe what they say, but that shit make believe. I really sold bricks, I cop 10 twice a week. I really count rats on my money machine. Don't respect none of these rappers, they line and they tweet. I live what I rap and I rap what I sing. My city fucked up, so it's all up to me. I say what I want and I say what I mean. Fuck who don't like it, just don't fuck with me. Cause I put money on your head, nigga.
I heard you was talking to the fat nigga. Free my Uncle Rico, he was really getting bread, nigga. I'd rather be a dead nigga than be a bitch, nigga. I'd rather go to jail than be a snitch, nigga. Chase that sack, I'm a motherfucking gold digger. Run up on me, I'd be a great nigga. Do it for the killers, the killers and the drug dealer. Free my nigga either. I do it for mama, D. Razor, Lil Sana. I stun on the, 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 on the. Turn me up, JP. I want them to hear me. What they do, nigga? It's KT, nigga. West Side Orlando, nigga. Streets told me, nigga. I'm fresh shot, fresh fresh, just made bail. Gotta get it, fuck 12. Fuck still stack chasing on the road around the globe. Get it, I ain't wanna rap. Nah, let these niggas know what street told. Street told. Jesus on the seventh day.
I'm here.
Hustle hard for the bread. No breaks, nah, I can steal anything. Hard to the shake.
Shake it.
Pull up to the X-Sun. Next to the steak and shake.
Get it.
Make sure this what you want. I'ma count the K.
Real.
Made a killing round town.
Killin'.
Doubled out of state. None less than a brick. Well done like a steak. Get caught, nigga. You don't know me.
Nah.
Street chose me.
Me.
I ain't wanna rap. I was rapping bricks, posted in the trap. Got the hook up like Master P.
P.
Got a sofa cooked up. Your boy KT.
I'm fresh shot, fresh shot. Just made bail. Gotta get it, fuck 12.
Fuck.
Still stack chasing on the road around the globe.
Get it.
I ain't wanna rap.
Nah.
Let these niggas know
what
street told.
Street told.
Bought a white brick.
Brick.
Serve a nigga onion rings to a 36.
Real.
Got whatever that you want. Netflix.
Hey.
Take a 9 out the whole thing. That's the remix.
It was all good just a week ago.
Week ago.
The blood a nigga just a week ago.
Just a week ago.
The smoke hit the spotlight yesterday.
Yesterday.
Damn, easy gang these fuck niggas play.
Damn.
Now I'm here first.
These niggas ain't got them no one for tomorrow, man.
Now I'm here first.
I don't blame these niggas, I blame they old heads, man. You gotta fuck.
Bitch, I'm here first. I'm all in, ain't got shit to lose.
Ain't got nothing to lose.
Cockin' hit the spot, seen it on the news.
Seen it with my own.
Where the hell to start? Who the fuck told?
Who did this?
They tryna hit a nigga with the Rico.
Rico.
I'm down bad, they found a boatload.
Fuck.
Trappin' ain't dead, snitchin' just a style.
Wow.
How you nigga playin', man, this shit wild.
Shit,
go to
wow.
My stash, ship me out the safe right now.
Out of here.
About to skip town, cause it ain't safe. Three-time felon, can't afford a case. Habitual, they gon' throw the key away.
Shit was all good just the other day.
All good just a week ago.
Week ago.
The blood a nigga just a week ago.
Just a week ago.
Folks hit the spotlight like yesterday. Yesterday. Damn, easy gang these fuck niggas play.
Damn.
Now I'm here first.
I don't even give a fuck, dog.
Up. Baby having babies.
Now I'm here first.
I'm gonna just let the beat breathe a little bit. You dig? That good goose. Remember I was up that road. A lot of lonely nights. Thinking about my nephew.
Fellin', riding with the rocket. Cracker pull me over, I'ma pop it. Cause I ain't going back. Tell them crackers I said get it like track. Kill my nigga Lil Willie, he went need much strap. Shot that boy, fat boy, hit him dead in the back. Man, fuck that, I'm holding court in the street. Got a bunch of young wild niggas riding for me. Make them call National Guard and the armor for me. Blood on live here, dog, I'm all burnt out. Get fucked up on like how my life turned out. Nigga went to college, but the shit ain't work out. Got me a 36.
up, I'm trying to feed my daughter. And I ain't no deadbeat, so them ends gon' meet. Ain't nobody wanna give me shit. I had to go hard. A lot of lonely nights, soul searching, talking to God. I be asking them why, Lord, this shit ain't fair. I done seen everything but the electric chair. They gave black twin life plus the electric chair. Got some niggas in prison, they coming home, they out of here. Avery digging like it's 05 with 45. He still fiend family flipping pies. I remember we was just that pack down, man, time flies. The craziest thing I ever seen when J.R. died. I was there when it happened, looked up in his eyes. Her Romel got popped and damn near cried. Yup took a headshot, my nigga paralyzed. Nip took a headshot too, my nigga lost his eyes. Both of them niggas soldiers, them niggas still alive. God, don't make mistakes, that's why I'm still alive. If you ever think life hard, look at mine. I done beat all odds, I swear to God I could do it twice. Can't hold a real nigga down, gotta fucking fight. Sad one fighting hard, they tryna take his life. Stu came home, them crackers tried to give him life. Rolling gave them crackers back 30, now he living life. Young nigga, think twice before you live this life. Once you in, you all in, ain't no thinking twice. Like some motherfucking gamble, got to roll the dice. Keep your cannon all safety, one slip, coming bite.
That shit from the heart, dog. You know what I'm saying? All my motherfucking life, I've been a motherfucking fucked up, man. You know what I'm saying?
I went to sleep out of peace. And I woke up in the war. I got the heart of a lion. And let me sharpen the swords. I look in the lake, I see fire. I swear they're supposed to be roaring. I might have came in the angels, but I'ma go right on the wall.
In the eyes of a demon. I had a nine in my hand, please pinch me, y'all, cause I think that I'm dreaming. First my cousin went down, now my granddaddy gone, now I'm feeling like Murphy. The world ever put you on stage, say nigga go get it, then open up the curtains. I'm protected by the angels, but I'm still hunted by my demons. Living life fast, and I'm busting down sacks trying to shop in Neiman's. I know it's a war for my soul, my rifle gon' handle the cold. How you gon' soar with the eagle, if you fly with the crows? If it's hell on earth, heaven gotta be close. I done seen both sides, I done been broke. I remember nights with the devil on my back, what am I believe? I remember loading up the clip, only thing stopped me was the cry for my people. Damn.
I went to sleep out of peace, and I woke up in the war. I got the heart of a lion, and that's as sharp as the sword. I look in the lake, I see fire. I swear they're supposed to be war. I might have came in the angels, but I'ma go right out there.
I don't see none of y'all niggas ain't doing nothing.
Niggas ain't doing nothing.
Still getting money, y'all fuck niggas ain't been getting nothing.
They ain't been getting nothing.
Friend up on me, fucking right, this shit gon' get ugly. Shit gon' get ugly.
Fucking right,
I'm busting nigga, I ain't doing no cut.
Doing no cut.
How you let the dog get popped up, nigga, you ain't do nothing.
Nigga, you ain't
no. How you let the dog get popped up, nigga, you ain't do nothing.
Nigga, ain't do nothing.
Dino, get the fuck, boy, you a busted.
Busted.
Pussy. Gino, fuck, nigga, you're busted. If I die tonight, who gon' rap for me?
Who gon' rap for me?
What's that for me? R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Don't cry for me.
Don't cry for me.
Get the body, get them niggas, all them niggas, kill them dead, all with their head. Ah! Load up the rocket and hop in the bucket like fuck, bumping and bust. Blah! Fuck nigga at heart when it's time to pop down. Y'all niggas don't do nothing.
No. What if I win and forgive me for sinning? I'm brimming with business. Whoever that did it, they get it. We blitz.
You got them guns, they shot
none.
Nigga, you get missed.
Y'all pussy.
I'm itching. Candlelight sinning.
Right,
my niggas on a mission. Lay in your bush.
For real.
Clip.
Zendo.
Tag on your big toe.
Big
you
toe.
A gun, though.
Undo.
All safe.
80 baby.
I'm Deathstruck.
Nigga,
I been with crazy.
Y'all.
I don't see none of y'all niggas ain't doing nothing.
Niggas
ain't
doing nothing.
Still getting money, y'all fuck niggas ain't been getting nothing.
Fuck.
Ain't been getting
nothing.
Run up on me, fucking right, this shit gon' get ugly. Shit gon' get ugly.
Fucking right,
I'm busting nigga, I ain't doing no cut.
Doing no cut,
I ain't doing no cut.
good evening, and welcome back to What the Hell She Said Tuesdays. It's your girl, Sierra, also known as Miss Event Planner. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, MISSEP_CIARA. And I have my sugar lump.
It's your girl, Megan. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Brown Baby Coco. That's BRWNBABYCOCO. Please follow our business page and show support for CIME and Dreams Enterprises, CIME, In Your Dreams, ENTPR.
Thank you, Megan. That's my business partner right now. That's my partner. All right, you all. So KT, Mr. No Clutching, which we're about to go clutch his ass in a minute.
Okay.
Is in the studio. He's trying to get as much time in the studio as possible. I'm not mad at you. I understand. Give us a shout out or something. But he should be calling in any minute now. He asked us for an extra 5 minutes, so we're going to talk about our topic in the meantime until Mr. KT get on the line.
Let's talk about these bonds. Now, men.
Okay.
And their issues with our beauty maintenance. Now, if we wake up the next day without any type of barrier between our head and pillow, you know what we wake up looking like. Okay. And now if we go out of the house looking crazy like that, what's the first thing your man going to say?
Why you looking like that? Where you going?
It's because you want a bitch to come to bed looking like a Victoria's Secret model every night and my head looking tore up. So a lot of men's argument is, well, who you trying to look good for? Are you trying to look good for me or people in the streets the next day? Well, I don't believe that me coming ahead with a body make me any less attractive. I want a man that's like ride or die. He don't care what I got, you know, going on.
I had a man tell me that tonight when I was leaving my first job. I was like, he's like, I love your hair color. Shout out to my cousin Mike at PK Shop. He hooked me up so you can get to see it. It's so pretty. He cut it and dyed it. But he's like, I like the red in your hair, Cece. And I'm like, yes, so now I'm trying to focus on my skin, Mr. Norman. I'm trying to focus on my skin. I'm trying to get this gut to my butt because next week I got to be fine for the Diamond Awards. So he's like, Cece, if there was niggas, men or women, whatever you choose to like today. I said, damn, He'll make me trisexual first of all. But he's like, whatever you choose to like, if they can't accept you for who you is, what you look like right now, you don't need to be with them. So how I feel about that. If he can't accept me for me with my hair standing on top of my head, on the side of my head, laid, on fleek, whatever you want to call it, we don't need to be talking.
Women don't spend hundreds of dollars on their hair.
Some women do.
You know what I'm saying? Just to lay in the bed, laying up with you and get it fucked up. I'm sorry.
Some do, though, unfortunately.
And you come and you wonder why you're looking crazy the next day.
Cool.
Women, your edge is missing. Now, this is my thing. I think what kind of messed it up was how I see women that don't want to mess up their hair at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the grocery store. There's no excuse for wearing a bonnet outside your front door. Now, why are you looking like
that? Because I got one on my head right now.
Would you go in the middle of the day to the mall, the grocery store, Walgreens with a bonnet on? If you would, I want you to stop.
No, I don't.
I'm about to say, because you looking at me like, why am I, like, that's crazy.
I mean, wear like a cute scarf.
I wear cute scarves too.
Yeah, that's about it.
But I remember I was on campus and I seen a girl with a bonnet.
And they think it'd be cute.
And I wanted to snatch it off her damn head. So I think that has kind of influenced and have men like, that's a turn off wearing a bonnet when we need to protect.
So I mean, Todd is not even giving her no play because she got the bonnet. So you mean to tell me?
That was what he said in the counseling. That was a turn off for him. She need to stop. If she wants some dingling, then she need to stop coming to bed with that scarf on her head. Now, Candy, I'm sure, spends money on her hair. And when she wakes up in the morning, want her edges laid.
At the end of the day, she got enough money to probably have somebody come live for her in the morning.
So you just fuck it.
I got to keep my man happy because, first of all, I went through all this to get him, and that's what he complained about. I got to make sure my man is happy at all times.
Yeah,
is he not getting it from me? He's getting it from somebody else. I don't give a damn what nobody got to say.
So he went wrong, you don't think?
He may be a little bit wrong, but at the end of the day, y'all knew he was. You got to still spice it up right now.
Yeah, that's
true. It's too much being thrown at him right there. Just like too much being thrown at
him.
He is a nice-looking young man.
That is fine.
Yes, absolutely.
So, now, what about, I can see, like, some nights, you know. Because, I mean, bonnets and scarves don't match the Victoria's Secret. It does not go together.
Okay.
So, you know, nights I want to be cute, you know, I'll pull out a bonnet, but tonight I just put on a T-shirt and some boy shorts, nigga, the scarf coming with me. You ever seen the post, ladies, don't sacrifice your edges for no man, because when he gone, they're going to be gone, too. I'm just saying.
I never seen that because I ain't sacrificing my edges for no man. I'm sorry, but I understand where Todd is coming from because at the end of the day, I don't want no man coming in there. That's like they coming in there with.
Men come in the bedroom with holes in their drawers.
Spider. Get the hell out of me. Jesus. I'm sorry, you all. We had an
insect. A spider.
I expect a visitor.
A spider. And I don't do spiders.
At all, honey. At all.
But anyways, I think he was wrong as hell.
I agree. But at the same time, think what can your husband not come to bed with? He'd be like, oh, hell no, get your ass to the sofa.
What can he not come to bed with?
Food.
I'm eating in the bed.
Okay.
My husband eating the bed.
Me too.
In the middle of the damn night, I feel Crohn's. Hey, what the fuck is this? Girl, what Crohn's in your ass? You don't know where it came from? I was like, oh, Jay was off yesterday. I don't like stuff like that. Get that food out of the bed. The bed is not a place to eat.
I agree.
But anyway, the bonnet thing just really threw me off because I wish. I know a man who makes his wife, now his wife like is naturally, like, I guess, like, bald head.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't have haircut. She got a low haircut, and she wears wigs. Now, every time I see her bangs sticking together, because, you know, wigs make you sweat. So you can tell she sweat. But I found out that he make his wife sleep in her wig. I ain't going to mention no name.
Well, he need to go to hell anyway. Go to hell.
So she can't even go to bed and be her natural self because he's so concerned with how she going to look like with her eyes closed.
Now, you know, her eyes closed fully. She don't have somebody to replace her ass quick.
So,
but anyways.
So, seriously, I mean, men have a lot of demands on women.
They do, but I don't think it's something that a man just can't come to bed. Like, I honestly can't think of the top of my head. Because if you get in the bed when you're going to sleep, you must have everything that I'm craving at that moment. Because I don't like motherfuckers in my bed.
Oh, what if you got a belly?
I like big dudes, so. I can't say that. I don't think they do, so that doesn't matter.
Okay, you know what? They don't lotion their damn feet.
I ain't about to be looking at their damn feet. But at the end of the day, again, if you done made it to my bed, 9 out of 10, you don't got the checkmate.
Okay.
You don't got all those check marks. What is it called? Checkmate.
Yeah, I'm going to play pussy, so you'll be at your feet made.
No. Don't touch my feet. And I don't like kissing. I don't like all that.
I like to put so you can't hear. I don't actually have feet in my bed.
Mm-mm.
And my sheet's nice, so you know you can hear. Your feet should not scrape the sheets. This means who feet scrape sheets. I'm just saying.
I don't know where's Mr. KT at, but we're going to have to give him a shout-out on Instagram. Y'all need to tag his ass and tweet him and tell him to get his ass on his call tonight. Are we going to go up and go some new no clutching or whatever it's called?
No clutching.
Come looking for you.
In the studio.
Anyway. I think that's him right here. Let's go ahead. He called it right here.
Hello?
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Hey, KT. How you doing?
What it is? Hey, y'all let me know right now. Can I cuss on the show or what? Huh?
We live on the show. We're going to make it quicker. We know you in the studio. We're going to knock this out.
No, listen. I say, can I cuss or what? Y'all let me know. What?
It's what the hell she said Tuesdays. Anything goes.
Okay. What it is? Two boys in the building. Y'all already know. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the studio right now with with Brevard County, Buddy Rowe. You know what I'm saying? We rocking out.
Hey, Buddy Rowe.
What's up?
We appreciate you taking the time out your night to fuck with us. Appreciate it. We're going to hop straight into this interview. Okay, first we want to know, who is Kenneth Turner, a.k.a. Mr. No Clutching?
I mean, I am who I am. I ain't no facade. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no in between. I am who I am. You come to my city, you ask about me. You know what I'm saying? I'm real. I'm authentic. You know what I'm saying? I'm genuine. You feel me? I'm juice. All that, man. Whatever you want, you know what I'm saying? Whatever they say about me, that it's true. Believe the rumors. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, believe the rumors.
You show about it now. You okay.
Believe that shit, man. Whatever they want to believe, it's true. If it ain't all the way true, it's somewhat true. It gets you close to the truth. That's who I am.
Okay. Now, this is something that I really want to know. What is a juice?
Man, listen, man. Everybody want to know what the juice is, but you know that juice started from that street. That street stuff. You know what I'm saying? I can't even talk about it. You know what I'm saying? What juice is on air. You know what I'm saying? You got to pull up on me and ask what the juice is. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody who really know what the juice is, they know what the juice is. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So, KT, how long you been doing music?
I just started rapping like a year ago. You know what I'm saying? Like right around when my CD came out. That's when I started. You know, me and Stackhouse. Stackhouse really put, you know what I'm saying, made me start rapping, you know, because, you know, he used to hear me, you know, do my little thing, you know. But I really wasn't doing no rapping. I was on my CEO, you know what I'm saying, you know, trying to help my niggas, you know what I'm saying, who really want to rap, you know. And then, you know, I just tried it, man. Like, you know, I know anything that I put my heart into and that I work at, I could be good at, so I just tried it. You know, it started out. I just wanted, you know what I'm saying, my niggas to hear me. And then they heard me and they thought I was hard. So that's all that mattered. Nothing else really mattered. You know what I'm saying? Once my niggas say I was hard, I'm hard. I don't even need matter. Nothing matters. You know what I'm saying?
So are you originally from West Orlando?
I'm an original West Orlando nigga. You know what I'm saying? You got all these out of towners. I'm original. You know what I'm saying? Born at Orlando Regional. You know what I'm saying? Tied in Lake Man, Commodore, Pine Hill, you know, Cold Pine. Well, I go anywhere I want to. I'm from the whole. Oh, only claim that. I claim my whole city. You know what I'm saying? I'm an original. That's what it is. Born and raised.
Yeah. Born and raised. So I know. Mm-hmm. I was trying to look up on you, and I seen a lot about you. I seen a lot, and
okay,
I seen that you started
okay,
all playing.
Okay, talk about me then. Oh.
We're
going to
talk about your ass. I'm going to talk about you. So you play football, and that was like
yeah.
your number one passion. Tell us a little
yeah,
bit your transition from football to music.
Well, you know, football, that was my, you know, every, I don't care how gangster you were, you know, whatever, you know, every little boy, every young man, you know, when he was growing up, you know, they wanted to be a firefighter. A football player or an NBA player, you know what I'm saying? So I fell in love with the sport and I happen to be real good, you know. But, you know, we ain't gonna get into all that. You know, the transition was smooth because, like, one thing about it, like, when I let stuff go, you know, I let it go, you know, as all my old hoes. You know what I'm saying? When I let something go, you know what I'm saying? And then I get into something else. You know, that's my full focus. You know what I'm saying? That was my full focus. So I put all my focus to the music. So it was a smooth transition because, you know, the music, you know, the music was easy. I'm just telling them my life. You know, so this is easy. This real easy. I'm telling them the truth. You know, it's hard when you're lying because you got to keep up with your lies. But it's easy because I'm telling the truth.
So, speaking of telling the truth, the song No Clutching, that shit is going bananas everywhere. Congratulations on your Video of the Year nomination, the Diamond Award for No Clutching. Tell us a little bit about No Question in the song and, you know, the movement that you got going with that.
Hey, shout out to the Diamond Award. But I know they ain't going to give a real nigga the award. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to them anyway. You know what I'm saying? Duval, that's my second home, by the way. That's where my mama stay at. But No Clutching, man, you know what I'm saying? Everybody know, you know what I'm saying, how I've been rocking. You know what I'm saying? I'm not finna talk about, you know, the specifics. But, you know, it's just about, you know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of niggas out here, you know, they be all on Instagram. Talking about they with the shit. You know what I'm saying? They be showing all them cannons. You know what I'm saying? Your homeboy get popped. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, you don't do nothing, nigga. You be doing all that clutching, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Every time a nigga see you all on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, showing all them cannons. You know what I'm saying? Fuck, nigga. You don't need. You know what I'm saying? You ain't even with the shit. You know what I'm saying? And I don't like them type of niggas. You know what I'm saying? Because they putting on the motherfucking show. You know what I'm saying? And it's time. I make no show for all the real niggas who really, know what I'm saying, go get off with that rocket. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
So this week, I'm shooting a video for, is it West or what's the video that you're shooting this Friday? And where is it going to be at?
So this week, this week, see, not only am I shooting West Orlando video, I'm shooting seven more videos. You know what I'm saying? I got time. Time is against me right now, so I got to keep going. But West Orlando, that's the new club banger for my city. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't make that song for nobody else but my city. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we finna do that video. You know, other cities, you know, they can put their own lyrics to, you know. I'm getting rapping where I'm from, man. You know, I'm going to go to every hood. You know, because I can do all that type of stuff. I'm going to every hood in my city. You know, and I'm going to put it on world star. I want the world to know about my city. That's what that is.
Well, I see the city is supporting you. And I'm not sure if you're aware, but Megan and myself, we have our event planning company. So if you need help with anything, we're going to be at your release party this Saturday. Well, I know I will be there. So,
what about Megan? Megan not coming? Oh, no, Megan. I can't believe you. Megan.
Get her, KT. Get her ass. Thank you.
Hey, Megan. If you ain't never, if you ain't never seen a real show, I swear to God, Stackhouse say I be hanging off the roof. So that's what I'm so fucking
told me. Y'all be hanging off the roof. Lord, I might need to come and see it.
Better see it. So KT, you said you cut the bitches off. You cut them off.
Pound?
What kind of ladies you like, KT? What's your type?
Oh, I ain't got no type. y'all know the rest. I just like a bad bitch. All that red bone, black bone shit. Man, I like a bad bitch. I don't even know.
Doesn't matter. So this Saturday at Lux,
Hold on, Cici.
Yeah.
I got two baby mamas. One of them dark skin, one of them mixed breed. So, you know, I don't discriminate, baby. If one of y'all trying to, you know, it'll happen.
You
damn man.
I don't know what we gotta do, my lord. So tell us about this Saturday at Lux. What we need to be in the building, what we got going on this Saturday, and why we need to be in the building this Saturday.
Listen, y'all need to be in the building because I'm the new James Brown. Ain't nobody performing like me. You know what I'm saying? I do that. Shout out Category 4 putting on for the promotion tour. You know, and y'all need to be there because the whole city rocking with me, man. I'm dropping new music, a new mixtape, Enemy of the State, Street Shows, you know, all that in one. That's why y'all need to be there because I'm the hottest nigga in the city, and the city support me, and I go dumb. And I'm going to show y'all the reason why all these people behind me. It's not no fluke. It's not none of that. Like, this is the real deal. This is the real deal. That's why y'all need to be there. And if y'all come, y'all coming with me. So ain't no pressure. Y'all don't have to wait in no line because the line going to be around the corner. You know what I'm saying? Y'all coming in with me.
Oh, we holding you down to it. You hear that, Megan?
Okay. All right now.
Nah,
don't
but
let us come
that's
hey, listen. Only hey, listen. Only if Megan comes. If it's just you, CC, you can wait because you know.
Oh, hell no, that's not right. You know you do. You see this? Megan gonna be there. I'm gonna make sure she come in the building.
That's funny.
That is too funny. So, KT, you know, on What the Hell She Said Tuesdays, you know, this is a female show, so we always, you know, like to laugh and talk about what goes on relationships and shit like that. So tonight our topic,
KT, is how men feel about women, you know, like if you're like in a long-term relationship and you are cohabitating or whatever, or, mm-hmm. you know, you just spending the night, how you feel about your girl coming to bed with a scarf or a bonnet on her head?
With a scarf, man, I don't give a fuck, man. Wear your shit, man.
You
know what I'm saying? Like, it don't even matter because, you know, if that's what you got to do, you know what I'm saying, to prep yourself for the next day, you know what I'm saying, that show me that you care for yourself, you know what I'm saying, that you pay attention to yourself, you know what I'm saying, you trying to prepare yourself, you know what I'm saying, and train yourself looking good. It ain't no different than then these niggas wearing these do-rags and lay their little waves down and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? When a nigga get their little dread done, they put the scarf, the thing on their head. You know, it ain't no different. It's actually a part of hygiene. You know, it's cool. You know, if that's what you need to do to keep your wrap in that little circle, y'all be putting it in the wrap. If that's what you need to put that, when you put that comb on your head and make that circle, and then you put that scarf on and tie that joint down, if that's what's gonna make it come back out straight, you know, in that little bar, yeah, that's what you need.
He got my face burning. Oh my god.
That was like the perfect answer.
Thank you so much. Oh my God, KT, you got my face hurting over here.
Hey, listen. Hey, I ain't even finna see this all girls too, cause I finna. All right, whatever, man. Hey, look, I appreciate y'all.
When she comes to the bedroom and she got a scarf or a bonnet, it's still no clutch around that bed.
She's still gonna get pain. I'm gonna tell you that now.
Okay.
I'm gonna do something. Matter of fact, you might well. Hey, I don't know if you really want to put it on because it's gonna be on when I get done. It's gonna happen. Hey, look. Hey, I want to get. Hey, look.
Oh,
I want to. Hey, I want to get some shout outs, man. Shout out to all the juice.
Yeah, what's the next who's gonna ask you? What's next and who your supporters?
Okay, check this out. You know, everybody know, you know what I'm saying? You know, y'all ain't asked me about this, but everybody know I'm about to be incarcerated, you know. You know, I gotta do a little time, you know, but I got so much music left. I swear to God, these niggas that's going to be out here, they ain't going to, I'm going to be putting out more music than them while they out here because I overwork, you know. I prepared myself for this. So I'm about to put out any mental state this month, you know what I'm saying? And then after that, I'm gonna be putting out music videos and more stuff. You know, then, you know, I got Lil Easy. He about to get out of jail this month, you know, Real Juice Boy. You know what I'm saying? Then we got Stackhouse, then we got Crystal. You know what I'm saying? We got all these boys, they about to drop. You know, shout out my nigga Tupac. Shout out to D Boy, and Mojo, YFL, you know, all these little young niggas, little artists. You know what I'm saying? They trying to make some noise, man. It's real, like, you know, it's West London, we over here, man. You know, if I fuck with you, I fuck with you. If I don't, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? It's like that.
So we know.
We see it.
We see.
Y'all see what?
No,
we heard, I don't know what song it was, at the beginning of your song.
You made it clear.
You mentioned a couple of niggas' names on there. We knew. Me and Sierra was just sipping our wine. Like,
He's very straightforward. Yeah. He let it be known. Yeah. Like,
because a nigga ain't gonna fuck with me. If a nigga offended, tell a nigga pull up, you know what I'm saying? And it'll help him. Shout out my nigga Butter Roll. Hold on, I'm gonna put Butter Roll on the phone right now.
Who is it? All right, shout out to my nigga Kate. Straight like that, know what I'm saying? My nigga straight out the old West Side, nigga. West Side Orlando Juke Boys, nigga. Brick House in this
hey,
bitch.
Hey, Buddy Rod, welcome to West Side
in this bitch. Southern City, nigga. T-Game in this bitch. Never, nigga.
Lord Jesus.
Hey, hello.
Yes, so KT, we want to thank you so much for being on our show tonight. We're going to see you this Saturday. Also, I think you're supposed to be at Vice, supposed to be coming down your little Blazers, you know, juiced up, I heard. Is that true this
week?
I ain't wearing them goddamn Blazers. I'm putting on that foreign stuff, so. I done did that before. I'm putting on that foreign stuff. You know, that stuff that costs an onion on your foot. I put an onion on my feet then, man. See, y'all wouldn't even understand what I'm talking about.
Oh, my God. Okay, T, I'm going to see you this week. I'm praying for you, and I wish you nothing but much success. And, I mean, honestly, I think you got it. Absolutely, because like they say, you got to go through a minor setback to get to a major comeback.
Hey, look, though, if y'all really care for a nigga, write a nigga when I'm gone, then. Y'all really care for
I
me,
promise
right?
you, you will get a card from me. I promise.
You will.
Okay.
Most
okay,
definitely.
I'll be so happy. I ain't even going to lie. It'll make my day. It'll make me loyal to you. I'm going to the show.
Well, you made our night with this interview.
You really
we
did.
We have to do that and show the love back. And we really appreciate you doing this.
Thank you very much, KT. And good night, Butter Rump.
All right, hey, before y'all go on, let me hear y'all say juice.
Juice. Good night. All right, you all. Thank you so much for being
fucking with us tonight.
I'm sweating over here. Been drinking with Megan this red wine. KT got my face swole from laughing so hard tonight.
Thank you to our all our listeners, our phone listeners, bloggers, like anyone is messing with us and actually support us. Thank you so much for continuing to do so.
Yes, because our anniversary is coming up, May, Megan.
Yes.
And I'm so excited.
I promise that we will give so much back to you in the near future, and we cannot wait.
It's coming. As Trap from Category 4 and KT will say, it will happen.
It will happen.
Good night, you all.
Young Hefe, homes. Oh. Swish, I'm ballin', I'm so awesome, old bitch keep callin',
hello?
She think I'm awesome, Jaguars wanna rob me,
me?
I'm so awesome, out here like a possum,
yeah.
I'm so awesome, I'm so fucking awesome,
oh.
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 I'm so awesome. Oh my fucking god, pull up in there, oh my gosh. These niggas so soft, get that arrow out your heart. You can be a boss, or you can get a job. You do not go high, you a motherfucking fraud. Young, half, fake, I got both, you can stand away. Broke boy, you are not my friend, you need to get away. I'm my driver, tell him, school me in his escalate. Night, sun, day, bet $1,000 for Tampa Bay. Got a lot of spots, like a motherfucker. All we do is trap. My OG still got beefers. Bad little kitty mama took my ass to Jesus. Tryna get a ticket like no money
got
in
them,
the need. Swish, I'm ballin'. I'm so awesome. Old bitch keep callin'.
Hello?
She think I'm awesome. Doc boys wanna rob me.
Me?
I'm so awesome. Y'all here like a fox.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, what's up? Hello. Since you're pretty awesome.
soon as you came in the door. I just wanna chill, got a sack for us to roll. Married to the money, introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip it, now she remixing for low. She my track queen, let her hit the bando. We be counting up, watch how far them bands go. We just set a goal, talking about the Lambos. At 56 a gram, 500 grams though. Man, I swear I love her, how she work the damn pole. Hit the strip club, we be letting bands go. Everybody hating, we just call them fans though. In love with the money, I ain't never letting go. In love with my baby, baby. I just left them all, I'm getting fly.
Creeping with your damn old lit. Service swerving on the highway and I'm doing about it. I can see no haters talking, but they do not fit. I done got it out the mud. That's that shit that made. That's that shit that made. That's that shit that made. I done got it out the mud. That's that shit that made. That's that shit that made. That's that shit that made. I done got it out the mud. That's that shit that made.
I don't know why I came in this club with you, girl. Don't know why I came in with these diamonds on my chain. Surrounded by bad bitches, I can't get them out my face. Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy? Is it cause a nigga cook like a professor? I don't know how you feel, can you tell me? I won't know how you feel till you tell me. Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy?
Got a man, top of her to work me in. Topic of the gossip at the nail shop. A lot of traffic trying to get another mailbox. Trap pumping, good enough to go to hell by. Call the case and sold a brick outside the jailhouse. Outside of the jailhouse. Outside of the jailhouse. Come beat us for you suckers, we on bare lip. We in the corner with them killers, homie, hell yeah. Honey nigga, but all it took was one Glock. Gang signs, then all you heard was a gunshot. Now you wanna do the duck walk. Candy paint got me looking like Duck South. Boom. 10 piece shotty and I run the game. Double M, worth more than 200 times.
Stick to the code, stay focused, get rich. I'm about to mix this armor hammer with this holy water. I'm talking four in a baby, guess the AO had a daughter. From the lot to the shop, told him cut the head off. You know the model, ball to the bed, cut your bread off. Let me take a second, walk around that wood home. Yeah, this one from Memphis talking around that woods home. If you're praying for my fall, you deserve to see me falling. Chain looking like the game from Bourbon Street, New Orleans. Keep your friend and me close, keep that 40 cal close. They call me GZ Montana when I bought that white poster. Chill the dick, nigga, fall in love with the pussy. Nigga, crawl me, I got no love for the pussy. Green for the money, on my dog, one day. Put the 100,000 in them
Shaw jars, I'm so sophisticated. To get a verse from me, you gotta be initiated. To get a purse from me, she gotta be sophisticated. Purchase a whip from me and never miss a single payment. I'm from the city where the Muslims, even Christians, hate it. Even the black folk hate to see another nigga made it. Tell all them pussies to chill, champagne refrigerator. Just bought a chopper cause the last one got it complicated. Tell on the 100 mil so many times I contemplated. You wanna be the hottest, but that shit get complicated. I pull your card, I know your pussy by your conversation. Show you the safety, you had to kill me for that combination. Made another 2 million just off the compilation. I just hit a lick, I'm telling you this shit amazing. Got a wife and she fucking me just like she Jamaican. Sipping purple and that motherfucker concentrated. This for my niggas in them prisons over.
Phone bulldog, my motherfucking pet. I pointed at you and tell that motherfucker fetch. I'm fucking her good, she got her legs on my neck. I can push him out and ass, call that bitch triple threat. When I was in jail, she let me call her collect. But if she get greedy, I'ma start for the death. top down. It's a cat, been fucking the world, and nigga, I ain't come yet. You fuck with me wrong, I knock your head off your neck. The flight too long, I got a bed on a jet. The guns are drawn, and I ain't talking about a sketch. I pay these niggas with a reality check. Prepared for the worst, but still praying for the best. This game is a bitch, I got my hand up a dress. The money don't sleep, so we just can't rest. And AK-47 is my fucking address, huh?
I'm not stuck. Somebody lied, I got a chopper in the car. I got a chopper in the car. I got a chopper in the car.
Y'all thought it was winning. Flexing on these niggas, I'm like Papa on his spinach. Double M, yeah, that's my team, Rose, the captain, I'm lieutenant. I'm the touch cannon, men casting, grind like I'm broke. That Lambo, my new bitch, she'll ride like my ghost. I'm riding around my city with my hands strapped on my toes. Cause these niggas want me dead, and I gotta make it back home. Cause my mama need that bill money, my son need some milk. These niggas try to take my life, they fuck around, get killed. You fuck around, you fuck around, you fuck around, get smoked. Cause these silly niggas I pull with me don't fuck around, no joke. No, all I know is murder. When it come to me, I got young niggas that's rolling. I got niggas throwing beans. I done did the DOA, I done did the KODs. Every time I'm in that bitch, I get to throwing 30 G's. But now I'm hanging out that drop head, I'm riding down no collar. They love a nigga, I'm back home, that young nigga be wildin'. We young niggas, we mobbin', like Batman and we're robbin'. Nick two door made back, with my seat on reclining. I'm like, real nigga, what up? Real nigga, what up? If you ain't about that murder game, then put the nigga shut up. If you ain't about that murder game, then put the nigga shut up. If you ain't about that murder game, then put the nigga shut up.
I tell her, meet me in the bathroom. I fuck her out of order, running her for knocking at the door. And she screaming out, I'm coming. In my youngin' in my oven room. Fucking up my sheet, she tell me, boy, don't grab my hair because you fucking up my weave. I got 100 bottles. It's rock, boy. All my jerk coat is fucked, but I'm a hot boy. All these songs in my chain made me a rock, boy. Talking money, you should stop, boy. I fuck bitches by the group. I get money by the pound. Frick my Santa on these niggas. Chop them down. Every time I'm in a club, these niggas is not around. Everybody talking money, I say proving not a sound. White girl, gone wild.
A Napa guy knows the only way you'd give a freshly minted driver a brand new car is if he promises to never drive it. Instead, let him grind the gears and knock over the neighbor's mailbox in something a little more suited to his skill level. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, he can safely drive something that's nearly as old as he is. It's not perfect, but it's perfect for him. That's Napa know-how.